Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Good morning, everyone in Cyberland. We have an awesome privilege here to introduce one of our special guests, Lady Croom. Lady Croom, are you here? Welcome to our show. Hello, Lady Croom, are you there? Okay. So while Lady Croom is getting here, logging in, just want to give you a little bit of about her. Her mission is to help women of all ages meet and maintain a level of body positivity and goals. So Lady Croom, are you here?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay. Welcome to the show,
okay.
Lady Croom.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, thank you so much for having me. I totally appreciate it. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your company, your mission, and what you're all about.
Okay, so my brand is You Are Wasted, and it is spelled You Are Wasted, W-A-I-S-T-E-D. It's a body positivity brand. And our mission is to promote women of body positivity to meet and maintain their personal body goals through overcoming body trauma, spiritually, mentally, and physically. We're here to help all women of all ages just be more positive about their body journey that they're on. And we make body jewelry. We host women empowerment events to help women, just like I said, overcome the body shaming that we have all seen. Body positivity is something that is focused on more now than ever, and I'm happy that we are a part of it.
Wonderful. It sounds very interesting. And so you mentioned the waist beads. Can you talk a little bit about the waist beads and how it came about? And I'm pretty sure there's some history behind that.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, well, they are traditionally called waist beads, but for our brand here, we call them body positivity beads. And just with how I came into knowing more about the body beads is I was getting a little, you know, out of my comfort weight size, can I say that? I was no longer comfortable at that weight, and I just wanted to figure out how I could basically get back in shape, you know, lose a couple of those pounds that was unwanted, as we call them. And I started researching ways to do it without getting on the scale because, as we know, the scale sometimes can be super intimidating as well as depressing at some point for some of us as women. And so, like, I would get on that scale and I would just look at those numbers and be like, oh, my God. But after researching, I found the body positivity beads. And traditionally in Africa and other countries in Africa, these beads are placed on the young girls at around the age, like, 14, 16. I kind of, like, refer back to them as, like, the Tinsenietta of that era, you know, where they're adorned with beads to be reminded of their beauty, to be reminded of their body, and to take pride in their body. And so, and then they also use them as weight tracking, you know. And so once you put these beads on, traditionally they're tied on, and they're not removable. If you're doing the traditional style, they're tied on, you use threads. Some are 100% cotton threads. Some of them are silk threads, just a preference. And they're tied on at wherever you want to focus on, like toning or, you know, losing, that type of manner. And then they also just make you feel beautiful while wearing these beads.
And they are beautiful. They are really beautiful. And prior to me knowing exactly what they were, I was like, wow, this is a wonderful way to wear a necklace along your waist, you know. But then I found out, you know, the whole purpose behind it, you know. So tell me, what are some of the greatest challenges that you faced with your business?
Well, I would say trying to just get the awareness out more and to just make sure people really know what my company uses the beads for. And, you know, not saying that they're not used, like I said, not saying that they're not used for beauty, because they are super beautiful. But most importantly, I want women to feel beautiful, you know, and not just, oh, they look cute. So I guess the most challenging thing is to just relaying the message that, you know, it's more than just, oh, they're cute. You know, it's more to it behind why we wear the beads.
Right. There's history, there's meaning behind it and everything.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you have any upcoming events that are coming up that people need to be aware of and support you in that?
Oh, of course. I do. Right now we have the Body Positivity Experience coming up January the 29th, and it's going to be located at the La Vie Dance and Culture Studio, and that's going to be at 1255 Marina Boulevard, and that's in San Diego, California. The doors will open between 3 and 3:30. We'll start letting the ladies in. It's an all-women's empowerment event. I have some amazing people speaking that evening. I have a financial advisor, Ms. Ray, so I'm happy to have her. And then I have a mental health and wellness coach that will be speaking. I have a body positivity, another body positivity coach, who will be speaking as well. So this event is on Eventbrite right now, and all you have to do is search the Body Positivity Experience, and it will come up. Or you can follow us on Instagram at You Are Wasted Body Positivity, and also Facebook, You Are Wasted. We are there, and the events, upcoming events, will be posted on there as well.
Awesome. Wonderful. Sounds like fun. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Yes, so, yes, ma'am.
So we have a few callers in our queue, and I'm going to unmute caller 3855, last four digits, 3855. Do you have any comments or any questions to ask Lady Kroon? 3855, you're live.
Hi. No, I'm listening.
Hello.
It sounds very interesting, but I don't have any question right now.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening live. Appreciate that. And we have another co-host. Do you have any questions for Lady Kroon, Coach Stevens?
Yes, hello, Lady Kroon. Thanks for sharing. I really appreciate that. Having a daughter who's a grown daughter now, and just understanding the importance of what you're talking about here of body image. It's really about body image of women.
Right.
And fighting against the message that the media presents, that, you know, that beauty is only, you know, someone who is thin and slim and you know, skinny but rather looking at that each person is a creation. Every individual is a creation of God. Is beautiful, that God wonderfully has made each person wonderfully made. And You know, this is the first time I've heard about the beads, and what it sounds like is that they're more of a, it's like a symbol as a reminder for women. Is that correct? It's more of a reminder of who they are, of the value that they
have. Yes, exactly. That's what I was telling Ms. Rhea earlier about when she asked what they symbolize. So, you know, when you're putting these beads on, I do tell every one of my ladies when I adorn them with the beads is, hey, I want you to remember that you're beautiful, no matter what your area is right now that you want to work on, you're beautiful inside and out. No matter what, you know, you're going through, we're beautiful. And so that's exactly what it is. It's a reminder of, you know, stay positive about your journey. Stay positive about, you know, what you're going through. Everybody is different. So what might not work for your body may work for the next person's body. And what might work for mine may not work for yours. So, yes, through the journey, just I want them to remember that it's a process and it's not easy, but it's a process and it can be done.
That's fantastic.
I have to.
You host. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Coach. Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wondered, as far as support group, I'd imagine the benefit of having support groups, of having other women who are going through that same journey, being able to meet together, especially during this whole pandemic time. It's really challenging, but even to meet virtually would be a great benefit. The question I have is really communicating that same message to men, of how they communicate and relate to women in terms of their perspective of women, because the society sends a message,
right,
that the value of a woman is lower if you know they're overweight or different types of relating so much to the body, and that men struggle with that, you know, so much that to me it would be incredible to get that message and out to men and say, hey, this is a reminder that women are beautiful, and you need women, you know, have to eliminate and delete that mindset that only a woman who is, you know, slim or slender is beautiful, it has
right.
value. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and
exactly.
being able to see the internal value, see the internal beauty of a woman first, you know.
Exactly. And you said something that was really, that's really key, is the fact that now we have social media and now we have, you know, all these things. And so as a young girl growing up, I have an 8-year-old daughter. And so I tell her all the time, you know, it's not about how you look all the time. It's, you know, about what's inside. And one thing that, you know, is amazing is the fact that her father is, you know, my husband is very, very, you know, supportive, and he always tell her, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with how you look. Yes, you're beautiful, but if you have a bad attitude or if you're mean to people or things of that nature. So society has really made us feel like, oh, that you're only beautiful if you have all this makeup on, or if you only are a size 3 or something like that. But, the best thing to do is listen to, for the guys, I think, is to listen to what, you know, your girl may say, or how your wife or, you know, girlfriend, fiance may, you know, feel. Yes, she might put on makeup, and yes, she might wear these clothes, you know, and heels, but how will she feel on the inside? And so I think it's really important to, you know, understand the inner person versus just the outer.
Right. Exactly. And so that's amazing, because especially the young girls, I have also a 13-year-old, and we did, you know, we got our beads, and she, you should see her now. She's like, Mom, we need to call a lady and have her remeasure, because look at my beads. And she's so proud that it's going down. I'm like, wow. You know, because she started on her journey, you know, to just get healthy. Say lose weight, but you know, you have to be healthy. And so she started on her journey, and she's working out, you know, 3 times a week, and she's seeing the progress because we're not the type to. I hate the scales. I do not like the scales. I'll throw it out the window, you know. But
yes.
For her to
yes.
see, hey, look, I started at this measurement. Now look at where it's at. That's giving her something,
right.
you know, to look forward to and to keep doing what she's doing. And I'm like, whoa, oh, my goodness, look at this. We could get the car and get another set of beads going. So thank
yes.
you for that.
No, thank you. I totally appreciate that because one thing that we don't realize, especially if you've never, like, really worked out or if you've never, like, focus on getting healthy, you don't realize that muscle weigh more than fat. And so you're continuously stepping on the scale and you're looking at the
right.
number slowly change, if any change, you know,
right.
and you're kind of discouraged. But if you have your body positivity beads on, you're able to look in the mirror and see how much, like your daughter said, okay, well, first, you know, they were here and now they're 2 inches down here. And they're kind of
mm-hmm.
loose a little bit. Oh, wow. You know, you see that change. And seeing it
right.
is totally different than reading a number on a scale.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely agree. Definitely agree. So how can someone get in contact with you? How can they reach out to you to get that
so
again, initial
study? I'm very transparent, and it's so funny because I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on all these things, and I'm giving out my phone number. And so I'm really, really open and acceptance to people giving me a call, a text, if you need any support when it comes to, like, healthy eating. Juicing is a big thing for me, so I am available by text or call, and 619-862-7530. I am local San Diego. Again, on Instagram, it's You Are Wasted Body Positivity. So you are WAISTBOTED. I'm sorry, BODYPOSITIVITY. So it's You Are Wasted Body Positivity on Instagram, and You Are Wasted on Facebook. Like I said, again, super transparent. I have, you know, women that will call me and say, hey, I just need to talk. You know, I'm not feeling beautiful right now, and I am here. So, again, I can be reached at 619-862-7530.
Well, thank you so much, Lady Kroom. It has been such an enlightenment to have you on our show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
having me. I would love
me.
To connect again with you. If you have any other, you know, any other things, any other message that you want to put out there for our young ladies, by all means, you're welcome back to our show. Coach Steven,
yes,
do you have any? Coach Steven, are you still there?
No. Oh, yes. Yes. Jason, thank you so much for being our guest, and God bless you in your ministry and your business. I wish all success to you, and looking forward to continuing working with you through with Coach Ray also.
Awesome.
Thank
well,
you
thank
so
you
much,
everyone.
Guys. I appreciate having
Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Be blessed.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com.